This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
All right, 855-839-1210. We're glad you're here today. Let me mention to you a couple of other things, by the way, because it's been a busy day. I didn't even think it was going to be busy, but it turned out to be incredibly busy. Lawrence O'Donnell, while I was away, this moron, this guy's crazy, crazy as a loon. Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC, he's this guy.
Stop the hammering!
Nut job. He had reported a absolute fake news. You want to talk about fake news, right? And the agenda of the media against the president, what he talks about all the time. Well, crazy Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC reported, the following. Take a listen.
This is a single source.
Okay.
Who has told me that the Deutsche Bank obtained tax returns, which they do have, of Donald Trump's, show that the president pays very little income tax. Hmm. That's probably not going to be very surprising to people, probably not going to be especially politically damaging, since he ran saying, I try to pay as little as possible. Then there's the other part, the loan documents. And that is part of what this subpoena is going after. And this single source close to Deutsche Bank has told me that Donald Trump's loan documents there show that he has co-signers. That's how he was able to obtain those loans. And that the co-signers are Russian oligarchs.
What? Really?
That would explain, it seems to me, every kind word Donald Trump has ever said about Russia and Vladimir Putin, if true. If true.
What? She's in it. What?
Really?
That's what was. Who is that? Is that
Rachel Maddow?
Yeah. What? Now, Dawn, when you have one source, what's the journalism rule on that? With one source running on the allegation that the president had Russian oligarch co-signers on a loan.
I think Rachel Maddow's expression, especially when you look at her face, she looks at him like, you are crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Really? That's literally the...
Yeah, that's her reaction, and that would be my reaction. You don't do that.
What you talking about, Willis?
That's her reaction.
That would have been... If she had done that, I would actually watch her show.
But she physically even backs her chair, like she pushes back her chair. She's like, get away from me, crazy man.
So you're saying, in other words, if you're going to run with this idea that the president has Russian oligarch co-signers on his loan, you might want to get a second source possibly to verify. In other words, from a journalist standpoint.
Yes, because there are leakers who purposely, you know, try to leak stuff that's totally made up.
Say what?
Yeah.
What?
Really?
That's right.
No, it's
that was the guy. That's the guy. Lawrence O'Donnell called him up. This is what happened. He said, I have a story here. Russian oligarchs co-signed President Trump's loan. Can you verify this?
That's right.
All right. Let's run with it. Of course, he issued an apology. He's going to be sued now, as he should be, by the Trump Organization. Cut 1B.
Last night on this show, I discussed information that wasn't ready for reporting. I repeated statements a single source told me about the president's finances and loan documents with Deutsche Bank, saying, if true, as I discussed the information, was simply not good enough. I did not go through the rigorous verification and standards process here at MSNBC before repeating what I heard from my source. Had it gone through that process, I would not have been permitted to report it. I should not have said it on air or posted it on Twitter. I was wrong to do so. This afternoon, attorneys for the president sent us a letter asserting the story is false. They also demanded a retraction. Tonight, we are retracting the story. We don't know whether the information is inaccurate, but the fact is, we do know it wasn't ready for broadcast.
We don't know if it's inaccurate, but we do know it's not accurate.
Oh my God.
It's the Orwellian doublespeak. We don't know if it's not accurate, but we do know it's not accurate.
I can't believe he wasn't fired. And in all honesty,
right?
That's a sin.
I mean, come on. I was just waiting to bring this up with you. I couldn't wait, actually.
It's,
and for that, I apologize.
Apologize. Tonight. Resign.
Right? But then I love this. He goes, we can't say it's not inaccurate. Isn't this double speak? Go ahead, Greg.
I was wrong to do so. This afternoon, attorneys for the president sent us a letter asserting the story is false. They also demanded a retraction. Tonight, we are retracting the story. We don't know whether the information is inaccurate, but the fact is, we do know it wasn't ready for broadcast.
We do know it wasn't accurate. That's... Oh, man.
Think about all the stuff we hear, the things that, you know, that sources say. I could say that about almost, I could make anything up and find one source who basically said it was true.
Yeah.
Would I report it? No, because I have some gatekeeping discipline, right?
Right. You could walk down the street,
yes,
and find someone and go, do you think the president got his loan signed by Putin? And they'd go, yes.
Yes.
All right, I got a source.
That's right.
Breaking news, hot story.
So that part, I mean, you could say anything. Oh, Mayor Jim Kenney wears man diapers.
Oh, well, he does.
You could, no. No,
he I am your source on that. I'll confirm that.
But it's like ridiculous stuff that you could find somebody who says and then go with it. So it's just,
this is Chris says, saying single source is always better than saying a fellow Trump hater told me ...
Yes, exactly.
In the men's room.
But if you have to say if true in your report,
yeah,
that right there, that's a big indicator that it's not.
Well, we can't say the information is inaccurate. We do know that it's not accurate.
We don't know whether the information is inaccurate. But the fact is, we do know
it's not accurate, which is why we never should have reported on it. We also have some other idiotic sound bites for you, for some of these from when I was away, but it's okay. It's important. America's mother-in-law, she had a Labor Day message by reminding everyone who built stuff they didn't actually build anything. I ask you, can you listen to this for 4 years? That's all.
I'm not proposing a wealth tax because I'm cranky.
Oh, no, but you are cranky.
Oh, no.
She's like, I am cranky, but that's not why I'm proposing the wealth tax.
Oh, my God. It's the mother-in-law.
I'm not asking you to please come earlier on Thanksgiving because I'm cranky. I just want everyone to be together.
Oh, my God.
That's all. I'm not asking, can you get to church earlier Christmas Eve? Because I'm cranky. I just don't want to stand in the back. That's all.
Can somebody get her a beer?
Oh, God.
Really? She had some, I think I saw that about, you can come and...
Hold on a sec.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get me a beer.
And I'll be less cranky. America's mother-in-law. Start that again, please.
I'm not proposing a wealth tax because I'm cranky.
But I am cranky.
No.
I'm not.
You know, some of these guys say...
Here, back it up for a second, right? Sir, good. Play the no part. It's, go ahead.
I'm not proposing a wealth tax because I'm cranky. No. I'm not.
I'm not saying your husband drinks too much. I'm not. I'm not.
No.
No, I'm just saying we might have happier times if he didn't drink so much. That's all I'm saying.
No.
No.
I'm not suggesting
we don't have wine with Thanksgiving dinner. I'm just saying if your husband drank less wine, there might be less fights. That's all. This is America's mother-in-law. Everything's a lecture. But a passive aggressive lecture. You know what I said? It's all a passive aggressive lecture.
No.
Oh, man. I can't believe Kirsten Gillibrand dropped out. I wish I saw that coming. I got to get better political instincts. I really thought she was going all the way.
She dropped out before Beto, and like, wow, that's crazy.
And it's sexism, clearly. Elizabeth Warren also got cheers of her proposed 2 cents wealth tax. This tax is going to pay for everything. Just a little 2 cents, no big deal.
We understand in America making these investments gives lots of people a chance. All we're saying is when you make it to the top, the top of the top, the top of the top of the top, oh, 0.1%. Pitch in 2 cents so everybody else gets a chance to make it in America.
2 cents. All I'm saying is when you walk by the Salvation Army, guys, they work hard. Could you just put 2 cents in there? Just 2 cents?
2 cents.
This Christmas is supposed to be about giving back. And all we have is fighting at the table. It's America. I just, I don't know. America's mother-in-law. Every time.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.